Queer.
Sapio.
Pansexual.
Autosexual.
Asexual.
Demisexual.
Heterosexual.
Bisexual.
Homosexual. Gynecophilia.
Crispy Tart Topics.
Welcome to our HMS Bounty edition of Crispy Tart Topics.
Yeah, this is maybe the second one that we've done here. Today, maybe you can guess what we're going to talk about. But first, Yeggs has some very important news that she hasn't told me yet.
Okay, so guys, let me tell you about my weekend, because first off, I should start off by saying I'm single again after a whole 3 fucking whopping months.
Single and ready to mingle.
Yeah, so that one didn't work out so well, and I immediately went out and tried to get over it by meeting new people, and it worked. We went to Highland Park a couple weekends ago and ran into some cool peeps.
Yeah.
This older lady.
Oh yeah, so first it was her 47th birthday. And she just came up to us and she was like, she did the like, hey, have you met my friends kind of thing?
Yeah, she was definitely wing womaning for all of her guy friends.
But they were all like a little, quite a bit older than us.
Yeah, I mean, they were all 40s.
Yeah, definitely over 40. And then I was talking to this dreadlock dude that kept on trying to grab me and dance with me.
I was trying not to laugh, but every time I would turn around, all I see is this dude's hand on Crispy's hip, and she's just like, her arms were like beside her, like, don't touch me.
But you didn't try to save me.
I did not, because I was actually very into the conversation I was having with this guy. His name's Plop. And Plop. His name is Plop.
Like a poop?
Because he plopped into my life.
I think it's because he's like a poop plop in the toilet.
Maybe. Anyways. So, I was talking to this motherfucker for a while, and his friend, the girl, she was still trying to wing woman for him during our conversation, and it was actually really awkward because she would interrupt and just say, oh, you guys look really good together. I'm liking what's going on here. Yes, yes. I'm just like, please stop. But no, I got his number, and yeah, we met up this past weekend at 2:30 in the morning. So I went to the Lash downtown, and I hit him up at 1:40, but I had to take a massive dump, so I had to go home first. So I was like, I'll be right there, but really I was going home to take a shit, and so I went home, took a shit, and then I have a problem with pooping in public. And then I went to his place, 2:30. I walk into his apartment, and all the lights are off, except for one candle is lit.
Wait. But when you texted him, what did you say?
I said...
Wanna fuck?
No, I was like... Oh, it was earlier in the night when I texted him, and I said, oh, you're welcome to come downtown, or we can hang out later. And uh-huh. He was like, hang later is cool. I was like, cool, that's what I want too. So, yeah, and I don't remember how I hit him up, but yeah, just like, I just did. Yeah. And so, yeah, the single candle is lit, which cracks me up. And it's already like almost 3 in the morning, and this motherfucker is talking and talking and talking, and I'm like, do you know what I came here for? I was like, do you know why I texted you? And he was like, oh, for a little late night rendezvous?
Ew.
And I was like, yeah, are you down with that? And he was like, yeah. And so we started to kiss. And then, but this motherfucker was not going to do any foreplay. And I was like, what the fuck? And so I was like, no foreplay? And he was like, oh, you'll get foreplay. And he, like, fingered me for, like, 2 seconds, and then that was it. And then, but actually, the sex was pretty good, actually. stick was nice. It turns out he's 45. So,
but like, describe the sex. Like he, so he just like fingered you and then plop.
And then plop. And then plop. But he did do most of the work, so that was nice, I guess.
But you didn't get off, probably.
Actually, no, it felt really, really good for some reason. I think because I hadn't had sex in a long time.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's the only reason I was like, this was great. But then afterwards, it was like 4 in the morning, and this dude was still talking to me. And he just was sitting in bed talking about... I don't think so. And by that point, like, you shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, it was so loud on the 4th of July around here. And I'm like, I don't care. Let me sleep.
That's nice that he's, like, talking, you know? He's not just like,
let me sleep.
No, but that's nice. That's actually really nice. He tries to talk. And I kind of hate it sometimes when guys just, like, immediately fall asleep. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Sometimes that's annoying.
And
but
then this motherfucker got up at, like, 8 a.m. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to kill him. I don't know. He was just doing shit around the apartment. And so I got up and I left. He's like, so that's it? And I was like, yeah, yep, bye. Like, hit me up again. But he's been texting me, like, all week. Pretty much.
Oh, that's cool. That's good.
Yeah, he's real. He's nice.
He said that's it?
Just like because I left so quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's cool. I mean, I don't know. I'll hit him up after the bars and shit. But anyways, so.
But he could be like somebody that you could be friends with.
Maybe.
You don't want to?
I mean, we've already crossed that boundary, so I don't know if that's a good idea. I just really want to keep
distance.
Yeah, I really want to keep distance. I don't know. That relationship kind of fucked me in the head. Among other people that fucked me in the head, so...
So you just don't want to, like, start to feel anything for him?
I mean, I know I won't because I just know that I'm not that attracted to him in that way, but...
But maybe you could be. Like, sometimes that feeling grows.
Right, you're right. But I don't want it to.
Okay.
Yeah. So, that happened.
Yeah. Bet!
Fast forward to the next night, where I hoed out, and... Okay, so I met this guy in Denver, and he was in town for a concert, and I hit him up at 1:30 the next night. He was like, what up? And so he...
How did you know he was coming, though? He texted you, like, earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. He texted me earlier in the week saying he was in town and that we should hang out. So we hung out, but I guess I kind of forgot what he looked like. I mean, he's okay. He looks exactly like my ex, but he's like really skinny white guy.
Your ex, like, that you just dated?
No, that I was on and off with for like 4 years.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, he shows up in these, like, long shorts, like, past his knees that are, like...
At your house?
Yeah.
Did he see my room?
I don't know.
I hope not.
Who cares? But he shows up in these, like, brown patched shorts with a purple shirt.
That's
and, like,
his style.
This long chain with, like, a snapback with, like, printed... I don't know. He looked weird. And
that's his style, man.
Oh, God. And then I'm pretty sure he was just fucked up because he was like, I've been doing blow and Molly and this and
like that.
Like
that day?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Molly and blow? That's like fucking hardcore.
So he's sitting there
How
like
old
all
is he?
Cracked out. He's 30.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And he dresses like that. And he's like still doing Molly and coke. Like,
and
what does he do with his
to
life?
Like some jam band concert.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
30 though?
He was like, is that too old for you? And I was like, no, I just fucked 45 years old.
But,
no, but,
Yeah,
wait, wait.
Thank you. Yeah, so this guy was like totally fucked up and he was taking forever to like make a move and he was just like, you're so beautiful.
He was just like saying that and not kissing you.
He's like, dang. He's like, he kept going like this. This is what he did like 50 times during the night.
That's so weird.
Okay, he's also from Alabama. I don't know if that means anything, but he's like, so hot.
What is he white?
Yeah.
But he had like a southern accent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't even know. I just knew that I was totally regretting everything at that moment. Anyways, so it's super late again, like 3 a.m., and he finally makes... I asked him, too. I was like, so, why do you think I texted you? Like, let's get this going. And finally, we started kissing or whatever. And he wasn't going to do foreplay either. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And whatever. He just, I don't even know everything he was saying, but he would like start having sex and then he would stop and then like talk to me and then he would start having sex and then stop.
Yeah, he was fucked up.
Yeah, I think he was just really fucked up. And then finally we went to sleep, and in the morning, like he in the morning,
I'm sure he was hungover as fuck.
He woke me up and he was like, I'm all hot and hard for you whenever you're ready.
Ew.
And I was like, I'm fucking sleepy. And I was like, okay. And he was like, are you still sleeping? And I was like, yes. And then, I don't know, we ended up having sex and he came within like 2 minutes. So, yeah.
But he didn't the night before, did he?
Right. So he was just all fucked up. Yeah, then after that, he's like, well, I think, you know, he had to go because he had to fly out. And he's all like, I think you're so cool and beautiful, and I want to get to know you more. And I hope last night didn't put you off, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, it's all good. Like, bye. So he left, and then he texted me kind of the same thing. He's like, please don't dislike me. I really think you're cool and want to get to know you more. And he was talking about, like, flying me out to Denver.
Damn.
Yeah, and I was like, it's all good, bro. Like, I'm not really looking for anything crazy, so just be yourself. Like, I just want to be friends. And he was like, oh, you got it. And I haven't talked to him since, but...
Yeah.
It was fucking weird.
Yeah, that's strange.
He was weird.
But I think, like, guys aren't used to girls being so direct about wanting sex.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I think it sounds like both of those situations, they, like, were kind of, like, putting off the sex thing because maybe they thought you wanted, like, more conversation or...
Maybe. But don't you think if I'm hitting you up at 1:30 to come and hang out with you, that's a booty call.
Sometimes I just want to hang out.
Oh, okay. What do you guys think? Do you guys think when a girl hits you up that late that they just want to chill or that they're trying to fuck?
Well, this weekend I was in Indiana and, like, me and my friend met these guys at the bar and we went back to their place just to smoke weed.
Like, after?
Yeah, and it was, like, 2 a.m., 3 a.m. Actually, there, bars close at 3, so it was after 3 a.m.
Oh, really?
It was, like, 3:30, and we went to their house, and, like, none of them tried to fuck us, and we were just, like, smoking weed and talking.
It was you and one other girl?
Yeah, and then, like, two guys.
Okay, so they could have thought that it could have happened.
Yeah, but nobody tried to do anything, and, like, we didn't want to anyway.
Right.
Yeah, we were just trying to, like, hang out and smoke weed. And, yeah.
You think it would have been different if it was just you asking to hang out with one of them?
Yeah, I guess it... I mean, that is different, but...
Have you ever hung out with a guy that late and not done anything? Like, after the bar, you hit someone up to go hang out, and you guys just hung out?
I'm trying to think if I've ever done that, like, in the first place.
Oh.
Like, ask somebody.
Booty called.
I can't remember. I'm so old now. It's weird, because I, like, now it's like, maybe I did that. Well, I really can't remember, but...
Yeah.
I guess if I tried to do that, I would want more talking first.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it depends where I'm at in life.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what I'm looking for. I'm sorry. Because I just got out of something that I really felt trapped and obligated to talk to them all the time. So yeah. Now I'm just like,
yeah, that's different. Yeah.
I don't want to talk. I just want to fuck.
Yeah. And you didn't get to have sex with him.
Yeah,
you were like exactly. Deprived. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Actually, that reminds me of the guy whose initials are BP. Are you with me?
Yes. BP, are you with me?
I remember, like, I said, I think I told him I didn't want to have sex because I hadn't had sex in a really long time. And then I got really drunk and I was like, let's fuck. And he was like, are you sure? And I was like, shut up. Like, yeah. So I get it.
And that is hard for guys to read. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I guess that's why I am direct. Maybe. Because they're not giving me the signals. Yeah. And maybe if they did, like, immediately jump on it, I would be put off.
Yeah.
So, I guess it's best that he did talk to me first.
Both of them, yeah.
Yeah. Especially the second guy, because
but the
I
Denver
wouldn't know
guy,
each other.
Like, what the fuck?
Fucking weird, dude. I felt everything was so weird about that.
But he, like, when you met him the first time, what was he like?
Not like that, but we also were in a group of people.
Yeah.
It was me and two girls, my friends, and him. And we were just talking about music and life, and he seemed really cool.
And like, what was cool about him before? Like, what did you like about him?
I liked that he had a lot to say about music. Like, okay. We could talk about that for a long time. And I'm pretty sure that's mostly what we talked about. So I thought he was cool. And he was just, like, really nice and hospitable when I was there.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just total 180 when I met him again.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't know, he just said so many weird things. He's like, you have any tattoos? I was like, yeah, this one on my wrist. And I was like, do you have one? He was like, yeah, you'll see it in a second. And then he, like, 10 minutes later, he was like, you want to see the jellyfish? And he, like, pulls off his pants, and he has a big-ass jellyfish tattoo on his ass cheek.
Oh.
And I was like, what?
That's crazy.
The fuck?
Did he have a big dick?
It wasn't big, but it was decent. I prefer the first guy.
Oh, okay.
He has a bigger one.
I think I prefer smaller dicks.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I have gynecophilia. Which...
What's that?
Gynecophilia means that you're attracted to femininity. So it's not just the female form. It could mean femininity in males as well.
Okay.
So I think that a smaller dick represents femininity.
So do you, would you be able to hook up with a trans girl? A trans man?
Somebody that was a woman and then became
a man.
Maybe.
You're open to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think that...
So does that make you a gynophilia? Gynophilia?
Well, I think that would make me a gynecophilian.
Okay. But what about... There's so many labels. So do you think they all intertwine with each other somehow? Or do you think they all are separated?
Well, I guess the purpose is to have a word for each thing.
Right.
And I think it's kind of weird because we don't... Like, within the sexual field, we have so many specific words. But there are a lot of things that we should have more specific words for. Like, for example, I was talking to this Russian girl, and she asked me, like, she was talking about her mom and her dad, like, that family. And she's like, well, now I have a kid and my husband. Like, what's the word for that family?
Mm.
But I was like, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
We don't have a specific word for that difference.
Yeah.
So it's weird that we have all these different words for sexuality, but with other things we don't.
Right.
Why do you think that is? Why do people want to define their sexuality so much and not their family or...
Yeah. I don't know. I think people just want to be unique and they want to identify with other people.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I think sexuality is really complex. And then we have a lot of words for mental disorders and things like that. So people just want to have, if you feel like there's something wrong with you, you want to have something to tell you, like, it's okay. Like, there's other people validation. That have this.
Right, exactly. Yeah, because our friend from Japan was saying that people in Japan think that trans is like a mental illness. And, like, why, though? They're just saying that because, I don't know. That really confuses me. Yeah, they don't understand.
Well, you know that for a long time, homosexuality was in the psychological dictionary as a disorder.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So it's kind of the same thing. People just don't understand that there's nothing wrong with it.
It's just a part of life.
Yeah.
But why is it so important for people? Oh, well, we kind of just said that for validation reasons.
Yeah, we want to.
But why can't we just like what we like and that's it?
I think in general people want to relate to other people. And if you have other people that are in the same group as you that have the same interests or whatever, then you can feel like what you're doing.
You're not alone.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody wants to be alone. Like, I think that's important for Americans especially to feel like you're an individual and you have independence, but you also don't want to be like the only one in a group or...
Yeah. So why... Okay, so actually a lot of... We've said this a lot, but a lot of lesbians don't want to date bi people because they think they're not totally gay. But would they date someone who identifies as queer?
Yeah.
Which means what? They just don't conform to any sexual norms.
Yeah, any sexuality. They're just everything.
Yeah, so what if I said that instead? Would you date me then?
Yeah, maybe. If you said I'm queer. So instead of saying bi, you say I'm queer.
Yeah.
Maybe they would be more into that. That's bullshit, though.
It is bullshit.
But another thing that kind of reminded me that there's this party, which I don't know how I found it, but it's like a warehouse party that's deemed a queer party. And they always send me emails and they say, please come only if you're queer. And if you're not queer, you should be with somebody who is queer to come to this party.
What?
Yeah, and then they're like, if you're not, then be an ally and don't come.
Wow.
Yeah. So do you think that that's like wrong?
Yes. That's total discrimination.
Yeah.
And that defeats the purpose of LGBTQ's like mantra, like, to be accepting.
But why do you think they do that in the first place? Like, why do you think that they put that in the email?
I don't know. Because they're fucked up.
I think it's because it's supposed to be like a meetup for people to meet new people, like new sexual partners.
Oh, so they just want to make sure that if they're going to hit on someone, that it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
But what if I just want to go there to make friends?
Yeah, and I'm sure that some people are like that too.
So do you think it's a purely sexual party?
It's a pretty sexual party, because they talk about, like... So I think it's gotten even more sexual since I went there, because I don't remember any of this going on. But they're like, if you go into the quote-unquote black room, make sure you bring protection.
Oh my god!
Yeah, if you're a top, bring protection. Oh. Yeah.
Dang, sounds like an orgy.
Let's go.
Let's go into the black room.
I mean like to the party though, because I want to see.
Okay. I'm queer now.
I mean, we are like bi, so it's okay if we go.
Yeah.
Bi is queer.
Yeah.
Do you think bi is queer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's like the same thing, right?
Yeah, queer is the umbrella. And all those other little words go underneath the umbrella.
But if you're homosexual, you're not queer.
Yeah, you are.
But queer is you don't listen to any gender norms or anything, but homosexuals only like the same sex. So
that
doesn't count, because
queer is the umbrella. It means that you could be anything.
Okay.
But if you identify as queer, only queer, then you don't want to conform to one of the sub-labels.
Oh, okay. So it's just the more ambiguous term for everything.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to say I'm queer now.
Yeah. Let's start doing that. But what do you think about sapiosexual?
That's the intelligence one?
Yeah.
I mean, that's also could be bisexual. That also...
That one's kind of an umbrella term, too. Like, it could mean...
Yeah, as long as the person is, you're attracted to their brain, it doesn't matter which body it's in.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, I think you can be more than one. Like, you can be bisexual and sapiosexual.
Well, yeah, because I don't want to date a fucking idiot.
Yeah. But some people really don't care.
Right.
But I just think it's a little bit... Like, if you saw somebody on Tinder, and in their bio they said, I'm a sapiosexual, like, what would you think about them?
I would swipe left.
Yeah, me too, because that shit's annoying.
It's kind of,
pretentious?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's like, I know this big word, and, like, this is me.
And they have some sort of judgment on intelligence. So, it's all about their perspective, really.
Yeah, everybody...
And it just means that they think they're fucking smart as hell.
Yeah, that, exactly. They're like, I need somebody at my same level. Like,
yeah.
Speaking of... Oh, this is like a tangent, but I'm going to tell it anyway. So, that reminds me that... So, when I was in Indiana, there was a guy that I saw that I knew from middle school.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like... So our encounter in middle school was he had a crush on me, and he asked me out, and we were about 14, and he said, will you go out meet? And I said, no. And then I told his friend, like, right after that, I don't know, I feel like I'd never say something like this now, but I was kind of...
You're 14.
Yeah, I was just insecure and trying to be, like, I'm hot.
Yeah.
But I said to his friend... I don't know why that guy thinks he's on the same level as me. Like, why would he ever, like, even consider that I would say yes? Like, that's insulting to me.
Yeah.
So his friend told the guy, and then the guy cried. But it's like... Do you think that that's okay to say?
Depends on the person.
Because that's just kind of honest, right? Like, that's what I felt.
In that moment.
Yeah.
But it also means you think you're better than someone else. Which, no one should think they're better than someone else.
But I think people do anyway.
Oh, for sure.
Just be honest, like...
Yeah, I mean, you can't help but to think that when you're comparing yourself to other humans. And you're like, oh... My face is more symmetrical than yours, so I'm better. But, like, in reality, like, that's not right.
Yeah. You know?
Ethically, it's not right.
Yeah, it's not the right way, but if, I don't know, I think that people should be honest, too.
Right.
You shouldn't be like, no, like... It's not the way you look. We just don't. We aren't compatible. Like, if I would have said,
like, it is the way you look.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. It's hard because we try to teach that to like kids. Like, don't judge a book by its cover. Don't be shallow.
But we always like everybody.
But we
shallow.
All are because we each have our preferences and we just I don't know. It's weird. Is that part of like natural selection?
Oh, you mean eventually the ugly people die out? Is that what you're saying?
Or, well, I guess it's not natural selection because then just like ugly people would get with ugly people.
Yeah.
And cute people would be with cute people.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the term is for that, but.
Maybe it is sort of natural selection though. Because eventually, like. This is horrible, but eventually maybe ugly people won't be able to find anybody to be a partner with. And so they don't reproduce.
Yeah.
And then only, like, beautiful people reproduce.
Yeah.
That could be the future. Just like maybe eventually poor people won't reproduce. But maybe that's not true.
lots to think about, guys.
Yeah.
Let us know your thoughts in comments. And please comment, because you haven't commented yet.
Yeah, guys, we miss you.
But thanks for the Instagram interaction. We hit 100 followers at one point. Not anymore, but it was there.
We're at 99 now.
Yeah.
So please follow us. And guys, if you want some more interesting interviews, stay with us. Stay tuned for next week. Adios.